Welcome to SwampSwami.com sports commentary and more. And today we say goodbye to the best golfer most people haven't heard of. Mary Catherine Mickey Wright passed away on Monday at the age of 85. Most people who follow sports probably do not know very much about this pioneer of women's professional golf. It's not a stretch to suggest that Mickey Wright was the ladies' version of Jack Nicklaus. She absolutely dominated the field most every time she teed off in a professional golf tournament. Betsy Rawls, a 55-time winner on the LPGA Tour, said, "Mickey's shots were something to behold. She was the longest hitter of her era, but it was more the character of her shots that separated her from the rest. Her shots were always very high with tremendous carry. She contacted the ball at precisely the right point in the arc of the swing and had such clubhead speed that no shot was impossible for her." Yep, sounds a lot like how Jack Nicklaus played men's golf, doesn't it? Despite retiring from professional golf at the youthful age of just 34, Mickey Wright is still the second leading winner in the history of the LPGA Tour. She won an amazing 82 times on the Ladies Professional Golf Association Tour, mostly during the 1950s and 1960s. Mickey Wright also won 13 major golf tournaments, including a record 4 U.S. Opens. Patty Berg won 15 majors during her 30-year career. Annika Sörenstam is still holding on to third place with 10 major victories during her stellar golf career. I was fortunate enough to see Mickey Wright play golf in person at the Shreveport Kiwanis Club Invitational held at Palmetto Country Club back in the late 1960s. My dad, who wasn't a golfer, knew how much I liked playing golf, so he took me out there to walk the course on a Sunday afternoon final round. It was absolutely amazing to see how far this 5'9" lady golfer could drive a golf ball. Mickey Wright routinely drove the golf ball well over 250 yards, and that was at a time when 225 yards was considered about the tour average for women. She was also deadly with an iron in her hands going for the greens. In other words, Mickey Wright was a factor to win nearly every time she entered an LPGA event. Born in Southern California, her father, Arthur, recognized Mickey's interest in golf at age 11 and took his daughter to lessons with local golf professional Johnny Belante. On one of his first lessons, he broke off a limb from a eucalyptus tree and handed it to Mickey and said, "Make this branch sing." She recalled, "To make a loud noise, when I swished the branch through the air, I had to apply as much speed as I could, smooth but forceful. What a wonderful first lesson that was. It taught me the sensation of swinging through the golf ball and not at the golf ball." Men's golf legend Ben Hogan, whose swing was beloved by many for his efficient, repeating beauty, said that Mickey Wright had the finest golf swing he had ever seen. Mickey Wright went on to Stanford University for 1 year and then left school to join the fledgling LPGA Tour, which had just begun in 1950. In 1955, she joined the tour at the age of 20. She won at least one golf tournament every season for 14 years between 1956 and 1969. During a four-year stretch beginning 1961 through 64, Mickey Wright won an incredible 44 times, including 8 major championships on the Ladies Pro Golf Tour. She won 10, 10, 13, and 11 victories during those 4 years. And over that same period, Mickey Wright was also serving as president of the LPGA and played in as many as 36 events every year in order to please the sponsors of those golf tournaments. She said in an interview, "The sum of trying to meet the expectations of the LPGA, my father, and the public exhausted me physically and emotionally. I developed an ulcer and had all kinds of anxiety. It wasn't the years, it was the mileage." In 1969, at the age of 34, Mickey Wright left the women's tour as persistent foot pain forced her to play golf in tennis shoes. She was likely burned out from playing so much golf at a high level during a relatively short number of years. Wright was burdened by the expectations and weary of the stage. Fellow LPGA star and longtime friend Kathy Whitworth said, "Mickey would have been happy to play at dawn in front of nobody and shoot her score." There was another legendary golfer who retired from the sport at age 34. During his relatively short career, PGA golf great Byron Nelson left the men's professional tour after winning an incredible 52 times, which is still good for 6th place all time on the men's tour. At the age of 34, LPGA legend Mickey Wright had grabbed 81 wins and then literally dropped off the radar. Though she competed on a few occasions during the 1970s, She only won one more time at the 1973 Colgate Dinosaur Winner's Circle Open. With 82 total professional golf wins, Mickey Wright trails only Kathy Whitworth with 88. And Whitworth said, "She had 82 wins, but she would have won well over 100 with no trouble if she had stayed on tour." By comparison, men's golf legends Sam Snead and Tiger Woods are now tied for the top with 82 wins apiece. Jack Nicklaus is third on the men's tour with 73, Ben Hogan 64, and legendary Arnold Palmer grabbed 62 wins during his illustrious career. Mickey Wright was the Associated Press Female Athlete of the Year in 1963 and 64 and named the Female Golfer of the Century in 1999. She was admitted to the World Golf Hall of Fame in 1976 and the PGA's Hall of Fame in 2017. She was also a breast cancer survivor after being discovered with some issues in 2006. In one of the final interviews the reclusive Mickey Wright gave a few years ago, she was hopeful that there is golf in heaven. "I hope I get there and that it's just me and my 2-iron, or maybe a couple of angels will be looking on. Everything will look like Sea Island Golf Club near Georgia did in the old days, sedate and beautiful. I'll be facing that shot to a well-trapped green again, trying to duplicate that perfect golf shot from 1957. If it's really heaven, I'll pull it off." We know you will, Mickey. Rest in peace. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.